I'm Jackie Vetrano from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
And I'm Logan Bishop from Belmont University. You're listening to Higher Ed Social, part of the Connect EDU network.
Yep, I'm going to mute myself while I scoop my cat's litter box as we get started. So do y'all.
Well, Peyton, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so why don't you go ahead and start and tell us about yourself and what you do.
Sure. So my name is Peyton Lipscomb. I currently serve as the Retention Initiatives Coordinator at the University of West Florida. To tell a little bit about, you know, my journey kind of coming to college and, you know, how I got here today. You know, it's been kind of a really interesting journey. So you know, high school, I hadn't really thought much about, you know, college. I had some personal things going on with one of my family members getting cancer. And so, you know, kind of coming to college was a little late to the game. So I hadn't really thought much about like my career or where I wanted to, what I wanted to do. But I went to Mississippi State University, was very involved throughout that experience, was, you know, joined a sorority, got involved in housing, and that really opened up my eyes to campus in and of itself. And so when I actually got to Mississippi State, I knew I was meant to work there. I just always thought I was meant to maybe be like a professor because I always loved teaching. And it was actually my economics. So I ended up majoring in economics, and it was my advisor in economics who said, you know, Peyton, you would do fine. You know, you could go get your master's and do this, but have you ever thought about, you know, working in higher education because you love, you know, the students that you serve as an RA, things like that. And that really sparked the, you know, sparked my passion. You know, that was the first time I'd ever really thought about it. I feel like a lot of us in the field have had one of those kind of light bulb moments.
Yep.
Yeah. And so for me, after that, I actually decided that I wanted, you know, I had lived in Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. And I said, you know, I really want to kind of get out of the South. So I actually took a GA ship over in or at the University of North Dakota. I lived in Grand Forks for 2 years, which was incredibly interesting. I learned a lot, you know, working at the university. I got a lot of opportunities I didn't think I, you know, normally would. I also learned a lot of survival skills. So I feel pretty confident, you know, if something were to ever happen that, you know, I feel pretty prepared. But yeah, and then after that, I worked at Texas Christian University for 2 years. I was ready, you know, for some sun. So working at a private institution was, you know, really interesting. It was something that really attracted me to that position. And then, you know, after that, I decided I wanted to be a little bit closer to home. So, you know, the University of West Florida is in Pensacola, Florida, and that's my hometown. And so now I'm, you know, back at home working at an institution. I always, you know, once I kind of got started in the field, I always saw myself kind of coming home and working at UWF. And so this has been really exciting for me.
That's awesome.
I would like to quickly rewind to the point where you said survival skills and then just kind of like kept going. Like, I feel like there's a story there.
Yeah. So a couple of different things. So I learned a lot about, you know, you don't think in the South or, you know, where I live, you know, it's just really humid all the time. There's not really a lot of weather change except for, you know, your 3 o'clock afternoon shower. Yep. You know, occasionally it may dip into the 50s. And my first winter, I learned a lot. So static electricity is a thing. I thought, you know, Walmart just didn't have really good matting. And so I was like so upset. My friend was like, no, you know, when you touch things, like the static in the air is, you know, what's causing it. It's not, you know, lack of mats in front of the freezer section. There were a lot of days where it got below 40. So you actually can't go outside. The whole city shuts down. And when you're working in housing, you know, work never really stops for us. So learning about, you know, how do you keep students from running outside during those times?
When you say below 40, you mean 40 below.
Correct. Yeah.
Negative. Right. Not below 40. Oh. That's like Florida.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Like 40 below. Pretty much every day in Grand Forks is below zero. So whenever you're around people who are kind of from the area, a lot of us just are like, oh, you know, it's like 20 outside, and you know it, they mean like negative 20. Kind of like,
yeah,
a normal
day. That's throw hot water in the air and it turns to snow.
Yeah, which is super fun to do.
I thought that was like dangerous.
Is it?
I don't know. I just remember it turned into an online internet thing, which normally means it's a stupid thing to do.
Yeah.
Cinnamon challenge, cut to Tide Pod eating, like all those things.
That is true. I guess if you're throwing it into the face of maybe somebody and the wind blows it back, that maybe. But
I don't know. I'm from Tennessee. I've never lived outside the South. So what do I know about crap freezing in the air?
That's fair.
That's all I'm saying. But survival skills are definitely a thing up there, because that's about as north as you get.
Yeah.
Unless you're Canada.
Yeah, well, my parents joked, they were like, you know, you went as, you know, as north as you got, and then, you know, you went to Texas. So then it was like, you automatically went, you know, could you go any further south? So we always joke about that.
Yeah, I knew somebody that worked at TCU once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, our director of admissions was at TCU for a while.
Yeah. I love TCU. So I do have to say that, like, if I, you know, could ever encourage somebody to go work at TCU, it is, honestly, it's like working at Disney World. A lot of my friends are still there, and someone actually today, they sent me a Snapchat of the Commons, where they have a program where a camel is on one end of the Commons, and then at the other end of the Commons, they have a mariachi band walking around.
What?
Yeah, and that's just a normal day at TCU. Like, they magic things just happen all the time.
Where do you get a? I have so many questions. Does the camel come with the mariachi band? Like, is he the? I have so many questions.
I had the same. I'm not sure. I'm sure that it was some sort of like program that they were having. Maybe one of the residence halls had the camel, and then another hall had the mariachi band, maybe for like a cultural night.
One residence hall.
Residence halls have a camel.
Maybe one had a camel. That is a legitimate excuse. Like, I get it. That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, so to be fair, so when I worked in housing at TCU, and we would, you know, talk to the students, and we'd be like, okay, so, you know, like, what types of programs do you want to do? And they would say, okay, we want to have like a petting zoo come out. Or one time someone did a program where they did pigs in a blanket, where they served pigs in a blanket, and then they had actual pigs and
in blankets.
Blankets. Yeah.
Oh my God. Do they have a master's program at TCU? Can I go be a student there?
They do. They do.
All right, I'm moving.
Yeah.
This is lovely.
It's honestly amazing. They're one of the best, like one of the top places to work for. They always, you know, make the top list that comes out. I mean, just phenomenal. But yeah, they have all sorts of fun stuff happen on campus.
Wow. That's
well, I epic. Feel like, you know what? Honestly, where else do we go from here with this episode? Like, this almost feels like, you know what? Let's just cut this one short, Logan. Just
well,
end
I guess
it with
we could
camels
just,
at a residence hall.
We could just talk to Peyton about what she does for a living, which
that
apparently
is true.
I don't know if you have any camels at West
camels?
Florida.
We don't. Actually,
you've got sonic
kinda.
Booms, though. I know you've got those.
We have what?
Sonic booms, because isn't there an Air Force base near you and they like test stuff?
We do have a naval base in the city. We're a little bit further from the base, kind of across town. But the cool part is that in the summertime, the Blue Angels do fly through, you know, throughout the city, or, you know, when you're around town, you can sometimes see them doing their test runs, you know, off base, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, whenever I've gone down there, there's always been jets flying, like fighter jets. So my experience with Pensacola. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, you know, aside from our jets, you know, we do have one of the top rated beaches in Florida.
St. George is better, but that's okay.
Which beach?
St. George Island.
I don't think I've ever been there.
It is to the east of Panama City, near Apalachicola.
Okay.
It's just a little island. I guess the reason why I love it is because there's no one there and you still get the nice, pretty beaches and not many people.
Ah.
Yeah.
That is definitely a good draw.
Yeah, that's the best combination.
Most people don't know it exists yet.
Well, now they do. Yeah. Our millions of listeners are going to start flooding this beach. We do have
millions.
Well,
like kids from FSU show up randomly, but that's what I've seen. See, I'm actually from South Georgia originally. So, yeah, we went down there a lot.
Okay, yeah, that's not too far at all.
I think it's about 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, well, on campus, you know, we're pretty close to the beach. We do have, like, lakes and stuff that the students can, like, you know, rent canoes. I think they have a boat that you can, like, rent. I've never, like, tried to rent the large boat, but kayaks, things like that. So, I mean, we do have water on campus. And kind of going back to the camel, while, you know, we don't have camels on campus, we do have our legendary Captain Thunder, which is an alligator, a three-legged alligator
that
supposedly lives on campus.
Florida and alligators.
This is the most incredible. I don't think my previous guests are going to be mad at me saying this, but like, I don't think we've had a podcast episode this interesting in a really long time. We've talked about camels, mariachi bands, and a three-legged alligator in one episode.
Well, I think we've got a title for the episode now.
Yeah, that's really easy. Why? So where does this three-legged alligator, like, live?
So our campus is actually a nature reserve campus. And so we have a couple of spots where students can either walk the nature trails, or there's like a spot where I don't know if you're really supposed to, but people do it anyways. You know, they kind of take like a back road to get to one of the lakes. Mm-hmm. So it's in one of those two spots. I've never seen Captain Thunder. But you know, the lore around campus is, you know, that he's there. And then some of the other creatures, you know, that live on campus. So, okay, I lied. Probably the second most interesting thing about the university is we have a cat colony. So we have a lot of, cats. that our campus actually works with like the local shelters. And what we do is they have faculty and staff who volunteer to kind of foster the cats that they find. So they take them in while they get their shots, you know, checked up, all that kind of stuff, get neutered. And then we bring them back to campus, and we have folks who, you know, go to different spots and feed them. You can walk up to the cats. They live outside of one of our buildings, and you can kind of walk up and pet them if you're ever, you know, needing to pet a cat.
Wow. I feel like I always need to pet a cat, as my cat is right here and I'm petting her.
Yeah, they're really sweet. Like, a lot of students, so I work with first year students particularly, and a lot of the first year students are like, oh my gosh, like these cats, like, are they going to come like attack me? And they are super sweet, very kind. And I think it's kind of a great way, you know, instead of our campus kind of, you know, taking over the land and the space, you know, we work hard to like adapt to it and to make sure that we're not intrusive to the environment too much.
Wow. So aside from herding cats and fending off three-legged alligators
and cat colonies
what else is happening like on campus? I like to ask folks, like, what's on your desk right now? Like, what's up with you?
So I'm actually wrapping up. I'm kind of in a spot where I'm wrapping up some of the things that I'm doing for our first year students, and kind of focusing on another project that comes up over our summer. But to talk a little bit about one of my upcoming events is I work part of my role is working with our first year experience. And so at the university, we call it Dive Deep. So kind of tying into that water theme. So students, you know, they splash in at orientation, they dive deep into their first year, they anchor down in their second year. And so with Dive Deep, instead of doing a common read, we found that for our student population, we were just losing a lot of interest. Students weren't really engaged with it. And so my supervisor and some folks, they came up with the idea of doing a common playlist. And so that's really morphed over this year to, you know, having a theme. And so everything that we do kind of ties back to this, to the theme. And we have different events centered around either music, media, art. And then our kind of our final culmination event, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, is we have our freshman finale where a local UWF band is going to perform. And at the event, students will be able to vote on the next year's theme along with some of the songs that they want to see on the playlist. So this year, the theme that was chosen by last year's first year class is Dive Deep, Be Fearless, because they wanted to instill that sense of, you know, go into that first year, you know, with being, you know, being fearless. And so I'm excited to see what this year's group chooses. And it's just a fun way to kind of celebrate that, you know, the last year, and kind of it's a passing of the torch for the students. So I'm pretty excited about that.
That's awesome. And did you say this is...
Go ahead, Jackie.
And did you say this is a relatively new program?
It is. So I joined UWF. I actually just had my 1 year anniversary, maybe 1 or 2 weeks ago. And when I was brought on board, this was one of the initiatives that was kind of entrusted into my hands. And my supervisor said, you know, we have this event that we kind of started last year. It really... there was a lot of staff working on it. There wasn't somebody dedicating full time to it. And they said, you know, we really want you to invest in this. This is something that we think is really important. And so this year I've really focused on kind of building on the foundation that was kind of already set.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It's so fun to like build a program like that and build out like this kind of like experience that you were describing. That's great.
Oh yeah. Well, and one other thing that I do with students is I do a lot of assisting students who are at risk at the university and kind of doing some academic coaching. And one thing that I always see is students are so afraid to go in and talk to their instructor about anything. And so with the playlist, we have these stickers and everybody on campus receives one before the start of the year, and it's dry erase, and they can put, you know, a song that makes me fearless is, you know, What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger by Kelly Clarkson. And so when a student walks into their office, one of the things I always tell them is, you know, look for your Dive Deep sticker and see if there's, you know, something that you can talk about there. So I had a student who was, you know, kind of like I said, she was like really nervous about going to see her instructor, you know, saw their sticker and it was a song that she realized, and she was like, oh, I didn't realize you liked that band. And so it's also kind of cool because it's also a conversation starter.
Hey, it's Jackie. Thanks so much for listening to Higher Ed Social. We really appreciate it. I just wanted to take a minute to tell you about this really cool podcast player called Radio Public. And I know you probably already have your podcast player that you go to all the time, but take a listen to Radio Public because it's way different than any other podcast player out there. You can find it both in the Apple App Store as well as Google Play Store. And the thing that's so cool about Radio Public is that it actually starts to learn a little bit about you. You can organize your podcasts into playlists, or if you just want something new, you can head over to the app and pick up a different playlist. They have one called Lazy Sunday or Podcast Club. So whatever you're feeling, you're going to be able to find something. What I think is the best part about using the Radio Public app, though, is when you're looking for something new and you just want to ask your friends, what new podcast should I listen to? Radio Public's got your back. So you can ask the podcast librarians, yes, actual people, what new podcast should I listen to? And because they have done extensive research and listened to tons of podcasts, they're going to give you a great suggestion. So you can head over to radiopublic.com or download the app in both the Apple App Store and Google Play Store and just give it a shot. You know, you'll never know what you're going to find. All right, let's get back to the show.
So what other types of things are your first year students like, what is it? They dive deep and then they anchor down. Like what other things are part of that program?
Sure. So one of the first programs that we have them do is our Dive Deep mini semis. So over the summer, so they're mini seminars. So we reach out to faculty across campus, faculty and staff, and we say, hey, we're looking for anybody that has a passion area that relates to music, media, anything like that. And they'd want to host a 20-minute session. So the reason why we picked such a short amount of time is, you know, our students are so busy. A lot of them are either commuters or they're on campus involved in several different clubs. So really wanting to make sure that we were intentional about that time amount where it was just enough to kind of give them information and to hopefully have them, you know, want to interact more with that presenter. And so, you know, faculty staff signed up and then during that day, you know, we had 20-minute sessions running in several different rooms. We had different topics such as archetypes and Game of Thrones. I found out one of our librarians, her and her husband, actually do a podcast on rap and wrestling. yeah, so
what
it's a great
is it
podcast.
Called?
She's in student affairs, right?
Well, she's a librarian, so she's in higher ed.
Really. Yeah.
Yeah. I
mean, but to say, wrestling seems to be a thing. That was like last episode.
Yeah. We talked to someone who was in like a student affairs higher ed like wrestling group.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's yeah. great.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, we do too. It's just random. Like camels.
I was going to say, I can't quite remember the podcast name, but I'll send it to you guys if you're interested.
Yes.
Yes.
We are always interested in stuff like that.
So that was really fun. And some students actually, so one of the classes, I know I had a couple of students come up and they said, like, we love this instructor. Like, we can't wait to take one of her classes she teaches in gender studies. And they were like, this really isn't part of my schedule, but I really like that instructor so much. Like, I'm going to make it work. So that was really cool for the first 2 weeks to have freshmen really excited about that. After that, we have our You Belong Here event. So after the first 6 weeks, you know, kind of around week five, week six, that's typically when a lot of students are feeling that disconnect, that maybe like they're thinking maybe like university life isn't for me. And so we launched a campaign to just remind students that they do belong at the university. So there were different buttons. One was blue and one was green, our school colors. And so the idea was you took a button to wear and then you gave one to someone else.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool. And we had like little cards that they could write notes to people on that said like, you belong here. We had a whole team of, you know, staff, students and faculty who like went around campus and chalked on every chalkboard that we could get our hands on. You know, before classes started. So when students entered the room, you know, they saw that message up at the top right corner of every chalkboard. And then we also passed out these retention cards. So there were three different ones. You know, if you're a student, you know, how can you help your peers? If you're staff, how can you connect your students to resources to help them, you know, stay at the university? And the same thing for faculty. And then we also that day had a table with some of our campus partners where we did some, you know, mental health awareness celebrations and things like that. So that was a really fun day.
That's great.
Yeah. That's amazing. And then after that, I mean, we have a whole host of programs that kind of continue, but those are some of the things that we do within the first month to really engage the students.
That's really neat. I'm thinking back to my first year experience and what that looked like. And I don't want to like bash my alma mater because I like loved my time there, but I don't remember all like it being so robust. And I hate to say that because I'm sure it was, but I know that we had like some like networking opportunities, if you will, like with other people that were in the class. And then we got there a couple days earlier so that we could like learn the campus and kind of meet new people. And then we had to go to like our, we had to like read a book over the summer. And so we had like, We were assigned groups, even though we all read the same book. We were assigned like groups to talk about it. But other than that, I like don't remember what that first.
I don't remember what mine was like.
So.
I remember that I was meeting people in my dorm, but that's about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I definitely think, you know, a lot of the literature about, you know, what I see and, you know, when I talk to family over the summer about, you know, what I do, you know, especially as we're starting to kind of gear towards, you know, orientation season and things like that, you know, a lot of what they're finding is that that connection between the faculty and the student is one of those things that, like, if students are having a really positive interaction with their faculty, they're more likely to be retained at the university. Mm-hmm. This is kind of similar to, like, if you're having a fun experience, you know, you want to stay because that affinity builds. And so I think that's probably why, because I was thinking kind of the same thing for mine, but I know now that those first year experience events, you know, have become a lot more grander, and they're really looking at, you know, the impact that has for our, you know, our students. But I think, you know, that's kind of starting to come to the light, which is why our university just created a division of academic engagement that focuses on that piece of, you know, how do we engage our students, you know, inside and outside the classroom, and how do we get them, you know, in internships and in these different high impact practices that we know helps them, you know, get to graduation.
So what areas are in the division of academic enrichment? Engagement. There you go.
Engagement. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and apologize to anybody, if anybody from UWF is listening to this podcast, because I know I'm going to get some of the department names wrong because they just recently changed. But I'm going to do my best. So
it's so surprising for higher education that everything has just been switched around.
Yes. Well, so not only within, so that change came about in the summer, but not only are we changing kind of structurally, but also on campus, we've kind of started some strategic moves that have happened. And so our students are like, wait, that building, you know, they used to be housed in this building and now they're all the way, you know, over here. So it's definitely been a year of change for our students, but they're excited about it. You know, because we're able to provide some cool opportunities. But anyways, back to your original question. So it's our career development and community engagement office, our Office of Equity and Diversity, our international office, first year advising, student accessibility resources, student retention initiatives. I feel like I've left somebody out. Oh no.
We won't tell them. It's okay.
Thanks. I really, I feel like I think I got everybody, but I know that I'm missing somebody off that. And then with each, all of those, departments, there are several, kind of houses that fall underneath that.
That's amazing how robust that division is.
Yes.
Yeah. I, you know, and I think it a lot of it has to do with kind of two things. I think our president, who was just elected, you know, last year, I think her and the vice presidents have really put a focus on making sure that our students are, again, kind of having the academic experience. But also the Pensacola community has just been amazing in terms of, you know, wanting to connect with our students. So I also work with and kind of oversee a program called Anchor Down. And that's helping first-year students in their spring semester connect with a mentor out in the community within their area of study. You know, and we have events like that all the time. Actually, our campus just launched tonight? Yeah, Wednesday. An I Hire UWF campaign. So throughout the community, they have like billboards that are going up and like TV commercials, you know, because they really do feel passionate about, you know, helping students kind of get that engagement in the classroom and then while they're still at the university.
That's cool. Have you guys started to assess the work you're doing? Have you guys come up with any systems for doing that?
For my area particularly or overall?
Well, your area or overall.
Yeah. So we have, so with kind of each event and each program we do, you know, I'm a huge person. I'm a big fan of assessment. And so those things are starting to, you know, I already have some stuff kind of building, but because we're still in our first kind of full year of launching everything, I don't think I can really, give kind of definitive data until after kind of this first year. Yeah. But I also oversee a summer program. And I'm really excited to say that we put in, a grant for, NOTA for some of our assessment that we're doing. So I'm hoping that that goes through and then we can share some of that fun data.
That's exciting.
Love data.
Yeah.
All about it. Do you guys have like some, not to like keep pressuring you about assessment, but I'd be curious to know if you have any sort of like goals, or is it just kind of like, let's see how we did? Is there a certain thing you want the students to do, but there's a more eloquent way of me saying that?
Yes. So, we actually just, it's so funny that you mentioned that because some of the brochures and things actually just came to, our office today because half of my office is kind of our area. And then the other half is our marketing team for, our division. And so they just actually came in with our strategic plan for, so like I said, this division, it just launched, last summer. And so, you know, they've been really working on, you know, as these areas have kind of shaped out, we've really been able to kind of take a look at what that is. All of our leadership has kind of really set those goals. So we do have a strategic plan for that. But then within my own specific program, one of the first things that I did was create a 1, 3, and 5 year strategic plan for Dive Deep particularly. And I'm working on, you know, for my own area because the Summer Bridge program that I work with is definitely like a team area. So for what I oversee, you know, some different goals that I, you know, I have particularly for that. But then we also have some team goals as well.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I hope that maybe we can have you back in a couple of years and then you can give us the whole rundown on and you can let us know what your next like oceanic metaphor is for your student experience.
Oh yeah. I don't know. Maybe you guys can help me out. I feel like we've really exhausted a lot of our, you know, there's only so many places or like things that you can like use that are related to the ocean.
Yep.
Immersion.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's always the drowning pun, but maybe you don't want to go there with like student retention.
Yeah.
But like there's like life savers.
Well, we actually call our first year advisors, they're referred to as lifesavers sometimes.
Love that.
Or life. Yeah.
Preserver.
Lifeguards. They're called lifeguards.
Oh, lifeguards. Cute.
Yep.
You could do some surfing thing.
We like, haven't
totally tubular.
I do like that. does y'all's universities have fun puns that, you know, you like to use?
So my alma mater, our mascot is a knight. So pretty much that was the pun, is that anytime you use the word, like the opposite of day was always spelled like K-N-I-G-H-T. So like, that was the big pun nice. There. But even, I'm trying to think, UNC is easy because they're like heels. And so like Tar Heels is a big thing. Like you can like use heels pretty much anywhere. But no, nothing like with a theme.
Ours usually have something to do with towers because we have a bell tower. And like towering traditions.
Belmont is the only university with a bell tower, actually.
I know.
In the entire continent.
Ours has a carillon in it that used to be a water tower. Anyway.
That's special. Cool. I didn't know that.
It's got the first carillon in Tennessee, so that's cool. We've played Star Wars on it. That was fun. Wow. What else is there? Bruins. There's always the coffee pun, you know, what's brewing?
Oh,
I'm like, that is coffee? So good.
What coffee pun?
Or brewing grounds, like that. All of our coffee shops have some level of brewing.
That is really cute.
Brewing something special. That's another thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we try to play off the Bruin thing and the tower thing. And that's about, I don't know, all of our mission trips have some water-related thing, which is why I was thinking immersion or there's another one that there's another water-themed one that I'm not thinking of. But anyway, they like water. University
I'm
going to
steal
does.
Immersion.
Yeah,
that's a good
it.
One.
Do you like that?
It's a good one. I don't know.
Yeah, it's funny when you said day. So our division like initials are like Division of Academic Engagement. So it's DAE.
Like Bay except
we
day.
Play that up all the time. Like it's a new day.
Yeah,
you
know,
we have a whole playlist that's day related. We're big fans of puns. So
I can tell. You guys are good.
I'm DWF.
Well, for the longest time, our largest academic center was called the Wedgwood Academic Center. And in Banner, its code was WAC. So everyone just called it WAC.
Yep.
But then they named it the Janet Ayers Academic Center. So now it's the Jack. But, you know.
That just makes it better.
So I do have to laugh. So kind of going off that. So our mascot is Jason and the Argonaut. So it's Argie. And one of our career centers, one of the old systems that they used is called Jason Quest. And I was talking to them the other day and they said that students would come in saying like, hey, can I talk to Jason? And we were like, oh, no, that's not like.
Oh, it's not a person.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, though. Yeah. No, that's when you pretend that there is a Jason. You're like, oh, sorry, he just left.
So I would imagine on our campus, like being a Jason could get pretty tricky.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yes.
I feel like I wouldn't even bother like applying if my name was Jason. Like it's like, nope, that would just be 4 years of disaster puns. Like I'm done. I'm not doing this.
So your mascot is Jason and the Argonauts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not a mascot. That's
yeah,
like
I was
going to
say that doesn't. Yeah.
That's a group of people.
Yeah.
That's like a guy and a group of people.
I think really you should just go with the three-legged alligator as your mascot. I don't know why you haven't jumped on that train.
Captain Thunder.
Yeah.
We're a relatively young university and our president just recently, we had a big, we just celebrated our 50th anniversary. So we had a big unveiling of our new logo and things like that. And I remember something along the lines of, our students chose the Argonauts because, they were on the quest and kind of like pioneers. And that's what they, wanted for the institution. So that's where it kind of comes from. It's just the Argonauts. And we have, a silhouette of a helmet, like a Greek helmet is our mascot.
That's
okay.
Cool.
What thing like runs around at your football games?
Oh, he's like an Argonaut. Like he has like a little Greek, outfit with, some sandals, but he doesn't have like a distinctive face. It's all kind of blacked out because it's like we're all Argonauts.
Got it.
Except for Jason.
Yeah,
right.
He's special.
Who gets to be Jason? Gosh, so many questions.
I know.
Not enough time.
I think it's all the time we have for the show this week.
I'm left in such mystery.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, you have two options. So either, you have to come visit UWF and I'd be
100%.
Happy to, golf cart you guys around campus. Or you'll just have to have me back. Either
yes.
or.
I like both of those options very, very much.
Wonderful.
Goodness. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, thank y'all so much for having me. This has been really fun.
Yeah.
Listeners, head down to highered.social and get links to the things we talked about today and subscribe to our show anywhere you listen to podcasts. If you like the show, please consider giving us a review on Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at HES Podcast. Send us a tweet. We love talking to you, and we'd love to know if you want to be on the show. Higher Ed Social is produced by the wonderful Emma Hawes and is part of the Connect EDU Network, the first podcast network for higher education. Visit our website, connectedu.network, and subscribe to some awesome shows no matter where you work on campus. Thanks, and have a great week. Listeners, head down to highered.social and get links to the stuff we talked about today and subscribe to the podcast anywhere you listen to. That sucked. Okay, let me do that again.
Take two.